Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Herbie, it's Bears Monday. Let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
Jason Leisure of The Sun-Times is joining me here on The Score as we talk about the Bears. I'm someone who believes that winning buys you time. I'm uncomfortable saying how good the Bears are because I just don't know. When I look at them, I see some flaws, and they've been able to rise above those flaws to win games. Which is the most important thing? Like, it's the most important thing in the NFL is getting those wins. But I'm still kind of stuck going, is this team good enough that people are going to feel confident about them in any sort of playoff scenario?
Well, the most important thing is how many wins you have at the end. It's how many wins you have out of 16. So I don't really buy like the old Bill Parcells line of you are what your record is. You are what your record is at the end of the season, but you may not be what your record is at 3-0, for example, each of the last two seasons with the Bears. They were 3-0 last year and ended up being 8-8. But then what I totally agree with you though about them having bought themselves time and a lot of margin. I mean, when you're 4-1 and you're going to Carolina next and 7 teams from the NFC get in the playoffs, you have bought yourself a lot of room for error. I mean, you pretty much can just beat the beatable teams from here out, and you're almost certainly going to get in the playoffs.
Make me a bicycle clown!
That was the last time that I was on the air. I was talking with my buddy Jason Leisure about the Bears, and here we are with the Bears being in first place. That's right. Don't stop believing. The Bears are in first place in the NFC North after that mollywhopping that the Packers got against the Tampa Bay Bucks yesterday. Tom Brady heard me laughing at him, heard you laughing at him, started laughing at himself, put LeBron's face on his body, talking about the fourth championship that he's won, and flipped out. Yesterday, it was more so that Tampa Bay defense, though. Tampa Bay's defense just swallowed Aaron Rodgers whole. And you saw it. When the pick six happened, the first pick six happened, you're sitting there going, oh, no, this is about to go bad. And then Ndamukong Suh went back to old Sue in terrorizing Aaron Rodgers. But we're not going to spend a lot of time talking about Aaron Rodgers and the Packers other than to talk about how the Bears are percentage points ahead of them in first place in the NFC North. That's what the show is going to be about today. You can call us 312-644-6767. You can also, if you want, text the show with the same number. I want to take a lot of calls today if you want to. If not, I can just sit here and talk about stuff because I have a lot of stuff that's on my list of things. If you're on the Twitch stream, I am there too. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. That's right. If you get an itch, then you do the Twitch in Bedrock. Herb Lawrence is the executive producer of this fine show. We decided today as a show that we're going to do a new segment on Tuesdays that I'm going to need your help with. So I'll let you know about that a little bit later on. Mark Grody is going to join me at 1:00. We are going to talk with him about the 5-1 Chicago Bears. It's interesting because I was watching Get Up this morning and watching Rex Ryan like talk about the Bears in a kind of derisive way, as if he didn't know that they were 5-1. And I get it. I get it. But it's just fascinating to me that we are stuck with still a lot of questions about the Bears. And it's weird. They are a 5-1 team, but none of us, I shouldn't say none. I don't mean to speak for you. I'll say that I'm not sure that I would pick them if the playoffs started today. Here's the beautiful thing. The playoffs don't start for another 3 months. So there's plenty of time for us to figure out exactly what the Bears are. And they've got a Monday night game, which I think that this next stretch of, what, four games in their schedule, I think is going to be a little bit more difficult. My biggest issue with the Bears as it stands right now has to do with what you think it has to do with. It has to do with the offense. It has to do with the fact that the head coach was brought in here to do two jobs. Along with, obviously, he's supposed to win, and he's doing that. There were two objectives that Matt Nagy had. Fix the quarterback and fix the offense. He's done neither of those things so far. And watching that offense yesterday kind of limp up and down the field and them not being able to run and Nagy not really trying to run the ball yesterday, I'm not sure what to do. I'm not sure he knows what to do, and that's maybe the more upsetting part. That defense is good as hell, though. They're so good. They've got guys making plays on every level. I know that we've been really, really hard on Danny Trevathan over the first month of the season. He got better last week, and he played pretty well yesterday. Roquan Smith, man, when that guy is right, he is trouble. You talk about sideline to sideline, that guy's got it. And then there's Kyle Fuller. As I was saying to Dan during transition, I like watching Kyle Fuller because I like the player that he's become. Sure, he had the season where he had 7 interceptions, and that was a big deal. I like that he plays the corner position as if he's a defensive tackle. The guy plays physical football. I think that he plays so physically that referees are not sure what to do with him. And I don't want Kyle to change. And I would imagine Matt Nagy and Chuck Pagano probably feel similarly. Let them keep calling those. And then let's stay aggressive. You don't want to do anything over the line or dirty. And I think that Kyle Fuller is not a dirty player. I think that he's a physical player, and he's so physical, and the impact that he puts on ball carriers is so ferocious that referees don't know what to do. So they go, that has to be a penalty because he hit that guy so hard. He dislodged that guy from the ball. It had to be a penalty. And we're looking at it like, no, he put his shoulder into that guy's shoulder and knocked his ass out. And they're like, well, did it slide up to the helmet? And we couldn't tell yesterday because Fox wasn't very good with getting the replays to us in a timely manner. So there's a lot to digest. So why don't we do this? We're going to line up your phone calls at 312-644-6767. Your text messages in the same spot. Hello to everyone who is watching on the Twitch stream. We appreciate you. We like the numbers that we've had on Twitch. More people are getting down. If you are on Twitch, the score, you can watch and listen to the show. Twitch.tv/Chicago670, the score. I got myself a new setup now. I have been toying around with getting a microphone arm, and now I got one, and it's great because I get to be kind of hands-free. And I think it actually sounds pretty good, too. We're going to take a timeout. We're going to talk Bears. And I'm going to play you something that's going to make you fall in love with Nick Foles. All that is next here on...
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously. But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to two on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Slot left, three receivers. Cole Kmet, tight end, right side of the line. Montgomery in the backfield. Play clock to 12. Hard check, four-man rush. Stunt, picked up, throws. Middle of the end zone. In tight coverage. Caught for the touchdown. Touchdown, Cole Kmet. His first NFL touchdown. And a beautiful throw. In coverage, touchdown Bears. They lead it 6-0 here in the first.
Congratulations to Cole Kmet. I guess his mom, they went down because there were limited tickets for the game. And so congratulations to the Kmet family. They get to see their baby boy score his first touchdown for the team that he grew up loving. That highlight courtesy of our sister station, WBBM News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. I am Lawrence Holmes here with you until 2 o'clock. We are talking about the Bears and them being 5-1. You can send in your thoughts about the Bears, or you can call us at the same number, 312-644-6767. We love when you text the Tech Zone. That's all good. You're more than welcome to do that. It is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai in Algonquin. Save time and shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Let me get to some of your phone calls. I have some Nick Foles sound that I would like to share with you. We will do that momentarily. North Shore and Joe. Hey, Joe, you're on The Score.
Hi, Lawrence. Hey, earlier today with Dan, there was a question concerning scheme versus talent. And if you notice the first three games, we quite often saw Montgomery breaking runs for 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 yards numerous times throughout the game. The last three games, obviously, the man's lucky to not get hit behind the line of scrimmage. So the question I have is, we have one of the top defenses in the league, and I understand we can't practice against them like we could in a normal year. What is to prevent us from having them sitting in our meetings, offensive meetings, and saying, hey, you know, here's our set on this particular play. How would you defense it? Are we tipping something? Are we doing something that that you guys as a defense, you know, would react to this type of a set? I think there's an invaluable amount of professionalism and experience that you could maybe play off of here and get insight into what you're doing wrong. Maybe they're doing it, but some things have changed, and maybe the scheme against the offense has changed, obviously. From other teams. That's why we don't see those good runs anymore. So I just like to know if that's being done during team meetings.
Thank you for the phone call. It's a really interesting question. It's something that I always wonder during the Lovie Smith
administration of the Bears. Why couldn't a great defensive coach reverse engineer an offense? I think it's a really interesting point of view. I imagine that if there is something, I mean, look, Chuck Pagano is probably inundated with the tape that he's watching, whether it's the Panthers or the Saints or whomever. Like, that's what he's watching. So maybe he's not doing as much stuff on the offense. But I don't think that it's a terrible idea. I don't know if that's something that they do. Your head coach is supposed to be able to do that. One of my issues with Nagy is I feel like he's married to the ideal of his offense versus the reality of it. And now we've seen for almost 2 years, if we go back to week 11 of 2018, we've seen a real decline in what this offense can do. And I think that it looks really good from a scheme standpoint on the dry erase board. It looks really good in theory, and it hasn't translated into actual offense. And I think those are questions that you have to ask the head coach. But I don't think that what you're saying is a bad idea, but ideally your head coach is supposed to be able to look at the tape and go, this is what we're doing. The bigger question that you ask about talent is a conversation that is worth having. I look at the offensive line, and I don't see a lot of guys that other teams would necessarily want and start. And I think one of the failures of Ryan Pace has been extensions for guys who are okay. Like, I think that Charles Leno and Bobby Massey are okay, but I don't think that you needed to run out and give either one of those guys long-term deals. And then they have no idea what to do at guard. And the guard position has been a struggle for them over the last couple years because they weren't sure what was happening with Kyle. And then you have this kind of experiment with Cowart where he's a tackle and he's a guard, but he was a defensive player, and now you're asking him to make this transition on the highest level. And then James Daniels, I thought, was actually playing pretty well, and then he gets hurt. So there's a lot there. There is a ton there for us to discuss. A texter texts into the text zone, why is Cordarrelle Patterson not getting the ball? Here's my thing. You shouldn't be worried about him not getting the ball on the offense. You should be worried about him not getting the ball on kickoffs, because that's where he can have his biggest impact on a game. And now, because he's done so well as a returner, as a guy that makes plays, what did Carolina do? They said, no. We're not going to let him give them great field position. We're going to kick it out of the back of the end zone. Patterson is getting the Hester treatment, and he's earned it by being as good as he's been so far. But him getting touches on the offense, I'm fine whenever they want to give him touches, but his biggest impact can come in the kick return game, and teams are getting ready to take that away. Tim's out in Flossmoor. Hey, Tim, you're on the score.
Hey, how are you, Lawrence? Good morning. So good to talk to you. I used to always watch you on TV there, and this is my first time talking to you. At any rate, I have a problem with the coach. Why does he have to call all the plays that we don't have a offensive coach? I was watching the game last week with the Cowboys. I almost forgot who the coach was, because they were showing the offensive coach so much and the plays that he was throwing in. And I think we could do better calling plays as far as running plays, running out the clock and things like that, as opposed to throwing the ball. And also, one more last thing is, this is on the defense. I really love our defense. We have a great defense since we got Khalil Mack. I don't understand why Pagano doesn't blitz more. I don't know when the last time I saw him, put a blitz in. So
he's done it the last couple of weeks. I appreciate the phone call. There's two things in particular that I would like to tell. Pagano's actually done a really good job with blitzing from different areas over the last couple of weeks. He's gone outside of what he ordinarily does as a defensive coordinator to call blitzes. As far as the play calling, they have an offensive coordinator. It's not like they don't. They have at least three guys on their offensive coaching staff that have called plays before, right? DeFilippo, Lazor, and Nagy. It's a fair question to me on whether or not he should be calling plays. I think conceptually what he wants to do when it comes to actual game flow doesn't work out. Now, here's a little bit of breaking news that might be concerning for the Bears, considering the Bears just finished playing the Panthers. The Panthers have shut down their facility because they've had a bunch of positive COVID tests. Now, we've seen over the last few weeks that sometimes this is a big deal, sometimes it's not. Sometimes there is a false positive at work, so the tests are being rerun. So usually what happens is if there's something that goes down with one team and that team has been in contact with another team, there's usually some sort of pause that's put in for the Bears in this particular case. So we'll talk with Mark Grody about that at 1 o'clock. I know that Matt, I don't know if Matt Nagy is still talking right now, but it's something to be concerned about that they're closing up the Panthers facility and Bears just finished playing the Panthers. I promised you some Nick Foles sound, right? All right, then let's hear it. This is Nick Foles talking about the Bears and them winning ugly.
Would you rather lose pretty or win ugly? I think that we'd rather win ugly. I think that's the common thing. So I think it tells you a lot about our team. Is this who we are offensively? We want to improve. We want to get better. We want to have rhythm. But ultimately in the NFL, it's about winning games. It doesn't matter how you do it. It just matters that you get it done. If you put up 50 points and you lose a game, those 50 points don't mean anything. So right now we're winning games. We're playing together as a team. We can improve. I think that's exciting. If we were winning these games and playing perfect and they were this tight and we're playing perfect, what do you do? Where do you improve? I mean, then we're sitting here and it's like, man, I guess when we just, play those teams, it's just not going to happen. Well, right now we have a lot of areas to improve offensively once again, but we are figuring out ways to, score and get points and move the ball and do those things. We can fix what we're doing. It doesn't happen overnight. Offenses don't get fixed overnight. And sometimes they don't get fixed throughout the course of years. You've seen in the NFL, there's been teams that have been bad offensively for a very long time. We're not one of those teams. We're a team that's young offensively. We're growing. We're getting to know each other. We're figuring out who we are, and we're doing it at the right time. And as a team, we're winning these games. And I think that's what's important. Now, we're not going to get complacent and say, hey, man, we're 5-1. This is it. No, we're sitting there in the locker room after the game talking through it. Hey, we got to be better here. This is what we got to do here. Communication here, route running here. Hey, we got to be able to run the ball here. We know that. I know you're all going to ask those questions. We know that. And that's what's exciting, because we don't have to have y'all say, hey, you doing this? Hey, we know. But we also know that we're going to improve because we believe in one another. And that's what great teams do. Great teams find a way to win a game. Bad teams win with prettiness. Great teams win no matter how it takes. So I'm proud of our guys. I think we're continuing to improve. Are we where we want to be? No, we're not where we want to be. But I'm excited about our offense. I'm excited about the guys that are there. I like the communication that's happening on the sideline. I love the passion of the players. Most important, they care, and we're bonding. We're getting to know each other. That's football. Like, you don't just go out there and play football. You got to care about the man next to you to make those plays.
Quit yelling.
So I like where we're at. I know we're going to improve. I believe in our staff. I believe in our players, and I'm really grateful to be a part of this organization.
You can tell why everywhere that Nick Foles is gone, that he is a beloved teammate. Because he gets to you with that type of energy. I will say, though, that if you have a team that's offense is bad for a whole year, he's looking at it from the perspective of, hey, man, I just got here. I've only played 3.5 games. We're looking at it from the perspective of, if you go back to week 11 of 2018, it's kind of been this the entire time. And Foles actually benefited from the lack of offense that the Bears had when they got together and in wild card weekend and the Bears lost that game. Doink, doink. There's some good in there. There's some stuff that you expect. If you like to react to it, feel free. 312-644-6767 is the number. I'll update you more. Our friend Patrick Finley wrote a little bit about this protocol that happens, and it's something to keep an eye on throughout the week with the Bears as they get ready for their Monday night game. There have been unconfirmed positive tests at the Panthers facility, and they are working remotely from home. So considering they just played the Bears, it is something to keep an eye on. When we come back, we'll let you hear from the head coach about his offense as well. My name is Lawrence Holmes, and you're listening to The Score.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Shotgun snap, Foles arched it right. Now going to throw on the crosser, incomplete, intended for Allen Robinson. Broken up with Rasul Douglas. They've had quite the battle today. And it is fourth down with 1:40 to go in the game.
For our situation, if you get that first down right there, it's game over. You don't punt the ball back to him. And you can run the ball and possibly get it, and you make them burn the timeout. But that's not an aggressive approach. We've already decided, and it doesn't mean that if we're in that situation again that we can't run the ball. That's not what I'm saying. But being in the situation that we were right there, we felt like, hey, we had a play we liked. We already knew it. We said it because really in that situation, if it's a run pass situation, you know on first down that on third down, if you've already made the decision to go for it, you already know what the play is on first down. On third down, I'm saying, you know on third down what it's going to be. So that play was ready, and I have to go back and see it. I couldn't see exactly what happened, but we felt really good, all of us, with the decision to do that. And it's one of those ones, you get it, it's a great call, and it's game over. And if you don't, it stinks, and you got to give the ball back to them. And so we got to finish the end of those games.
I'm all for being prepared, but I don't like the idea that Matt Nagy has his third down play call ready on first down. Didn't the first down play net them 7 yards? What do you mean if you're going for it on third down? It's not fourth down. Of course you're going for it. Unless you're Mark Trestman, and then you're going to try a field goal or something. What? Some of this stuff, man, I will tell you this. I am enjoying Bears fans right now are cracking me up on the Tech Zone and on Twitch. Twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Because y'all are not here for the rah-rah stuff from Nick Foles. Let me just real quick read you a couple of these responses. Because I was like, he's got you. He's got you now. And people are like, nope. This texter says, QB1 over here talking about only the best teams have room for improvement. Oh, man. This 312 text says, Loho, why are NFL teams like the Bears allowing players to dap up and hug opposing players after the game? It's a really good question considering what's going on with COVID with the Panthers right now. This texter says, Foles sounds like a blithering idiot who was left hooked up overnight to an IV drip of coach speak. This texter says, it's very easy to understand why Foles is a likable teammate, a guy that people want to rally around, a confident leader. But yeah, most of y'all are not here for any of that talk about their offense. So let me give you some more talk about their offense. This is Matt Nagy talking about their issues offensively, and listen close to whether or not you hear anything you like.
It's hard to say, Jason. It's to have, you know, we had 23 rushes, I think, for 60 something yards, and that's hard. That's hard. So we you're right. I mean, that's at some point we have to figure out what those answers are and the why part. And that's what we'll do. I know in these type of games, I guess the one thing that I don't want to take away the excitement from our team right now that we're 5-1. You know, I think sometimes in this world, it's really easy to say, man, we're just looking for 50 points a game and get the run game going. And we need to. I mean, trust me, man, it's hard right now. And we're trying to figure out that why part in so many ways. But with that said, I'll never question our guys on offense, coaches and players in regards to their effort and what they're trying to do. Never. I'll never do it. And so we got to fix it. We got to just keep working. The good thing is that we're 5-1. And when we do get this thing clicking, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're doing enough right now to get the wins. And I refuse to take away the excitement that we have as a team right now in that locker room.
Ben, I'm sure you know, teams that open up 5-1, historically, the numbers are really good for a strong finish and for the playoffs. I know you're not trying to think that far ahead or anything, but I mean, what does this do for you? How does this set you up getting off to this great start? Schedule gets pretty tough here coming up with Rams and Titans and everything. How does this set you up for the rest of the year getting off to the 5-1 start?
It's huge, especially in the world we're in today in 2020, right? The unknown of what's going on here in the future. Shoot, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, let alone, the next couple of weeks. So to be able to get out to a fast start, that's just a credit to our coaches and to our players of the fight that they have. And we told them, man, every win you can get, what are we now, 5-0 in the conference, have the loss to an AFC team. So those matter in the end when it comes down to conference records and tiebreakers. And we're not, hopefully what happens in a perfect world is we're winning and we're 5-1. And man, wouldn't that be awesome to get this offense rolling and as you're going into the end of the year and into the playoffs, and then it starts clicking. So that's what we got to do. That's why I refuse to be in that situation where we're just, being hard on all the guys all the time. We just got to be positive and just keep rolling, man.
Yeah, I guess you're winning, and winning buys you time. It's good. Like, you're in first place. There's going to be an extra playoff team this year. So you're even in a better place from a positioning standpoint. I've asked the question since week 2, and I'll keep asking the question. Why doesn't your offense work? Until I get a sufficient answer. Because I haven't really gotten one, and it seems like he doesn't want to admit that what he's doing on offense doesn't work. But they're winning. He's won twice as many games as Bears head coaches he's lost. All of that stuff needs to be put on the record. But so does your team falling for the banana in the tailpipe after you have a timeout. You knew that they weren't snapping the ball.
We're not going to fall for a banana in the tailpipe.
You're not going to fall for the banana in the tailpipe?
Yeah, they did fall for the banana in the tailpipe. Teddy Bridgewater wasn't going to snap that ball. You also have a delay a game penalty out of a timeout. Like, there were things where I know that everyone wants to move the goalpost to, well, Matt Nagy's a really good head coach, even though his offense doesn't work. But even in the head coaching aspect of game management yesterday, there was some struggle bus stuff that went on with the Bears.
And we're going to talk. It's his own thing, too. Last week or the week before wasn't after the Tampa Bay game. Him hooting and hollering about the details and getting things right. We're holding him to his own standard.
And correct.
It's terrible.
Yeah. You're looking for some of those details to play out. And what happened? You had a delay of game penalty. You've had too many people on the field. You're falling for the banana in the tailpipe. That's what you said. Do something about it. We need to take a break. Groats joins us with a report on the Bears, and I'm curious if anyone up there has talked about what's going on with the Panthers. We will talk to him about that next here on The Score.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
parts.